This is a short work week for some with the holiday Monday, which doesn't change the trash and recycling pickup schedule, and is otherwise a week full of meetings. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with an outlook for Franklin, Mass. For the week of October 12 through October 18. The school committee has a policy subcommittee meeting at 6 and their full committee session at 7 on Tuesday. Their full meeting gets an update on after-school clubs, both middle and high school, as well as a presentation by the Franklin Food Pantry. The town council has an economic development subcommittee meeting on Wednesday, followed by the full council meeting at 7. The EDC meeting picks up the discussion on the possible adjustments to the friendly 40B policy. Also up for discussion is the citizen-prompted move to consider a separate and more accurate town 40B calculation. The current state calculation underrepresents the actual 40B units in the housing inventory. The full council meeting has a chock-full agenda and is likely going to be a long session. Swearing in of the fire department recent promotions, a new alcohol license for King Street Brick Oven Pizza, appointments for the Franklin 250 Committee, state interest in purchase of the SNET extension the town is buying from CSX, zoning second readings for residential commercial kitchens, and creation of the Crossing Neighborhood District, to highlight just a few. Election season is fully underway. The 23 candidate interviews have been completed. The videos are publicly available. The last of the audio recordings were completed on Saturday. All the candidate interviews can be found in the 2025 election collection. Per the town clerk, the ballots have been received. Mail ballots were sent to those who requested them. Ballot testing is scheduled for Wednesday, October 15th at 9. Early voting at the town clerk's office begins Friday, October 17th and runs through October 31. Election day is November 4th from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with a look back on the week of October 6th through October 11 here in Franklin, Mass. The police station open house in Tor generated a disappointing amount of interest on Sunday, October 5. In two of the three sessions that I participated in, only a total of a dozen folk attended. All were informed on the lack of sufficient space in the current facility and appreciated the frank discussion by Chief T.J. Lynch. Video tours of the individual rooms of the station have been posted to the Police Station Building Committee page. The link is available in the show notes. The Planning Board meeting was broadcast by Franklin TV on Monday, October 6th. The video is also available. Franklin TV live streamed three high school supporting events during the week. Volleyball match on Tuesday, October 7th, girls soccer on Wednesday, October 8th, and the football game on Friday, October 10th. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters.